Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, my dear brother and sister in Islam. One sister, she sent me a question. She said, I was just wondering, when a situation happens, why are some people, instead of going closer to Allah, they are going further away from Allah? Does this mean they are worshipping Allah on the edge? When I see this happening in the front of my eyes, it scares me. I fear that at this moment, if I say or give advice, they might sometime take it in the wrong way and they will not listen to me. At this moment, I should be quiet. This question, it has three elements. She didn't mean it, but she has three elements. One element, and this is what all my message all about. When you see the condition of the Ummah, in general, when you see the condition even of the scholar, and the amount of fitna they're going through, what it means, we are next, or we are in it already. And one of the signs of the fitna is you are in fitna and you're going away from Allah and you don't feel it. You don't feel it. You will not accept any advice. You will not accept any comment because now you're lost. You remember when we are in the journey of Iman and we have a trial or a calamity. If this trial or calamity make us closer to Allah, this is a trial and a gift from Allah to us to elevate us and to erase our sins and make us closer to Allah. Meaning I'm in a journey of bounty with Allah. But if the condition or the calamity or the trial make me away from Allah, make me onto dunya or rebellious, or comfort in my status quo, cannot take advice, blind. Now, exactly what you said, you cannot give advice, you cannot. And even if you do any advice, it will not be accepted. Finished. These people now is between them and Allah, until Allah open for them, humble them, and allow them to hear. But if they're not in the status of hearing, nobody in earth can do anything for them. It's 100% between them and Allah. It's very scary. But the another element, for you, when you watch this, you should be scary or scared for them, scared for yourself. You might be in another fitna and you don't see it. Or maybe you are in a trial and more fitna than them. Or you're still in the past, but you do not get your trial yet. By this way, what we should say, Alhamdulillah, alladhi aafani mimma abtala bihi kathir min abadu wa faddalni tafdila. Thank Allah, the one who cured me and saved me from a lot of calamity, who inflicted over other and choose me among them. But this moment, can I be arrogant? No. Can I look to myself like I'm better than them? No way. Actually, this condition should make you more scared. More scared. More like I cannot tell you. Sometimes I feel I'm choked. I'm choked because I know what's going on. Fitna is coming. The trial is coming. Where, when, how? I don't know. How I'm going to handle it? I don't know. This is why at this moment, you get closer to Allah more, you worship more, you're vigilant more, your good deed more, everything more, and in the meantime, put your nose down, humble yourself to Allah, and beg Allah to make it easy for you. And again, the element to help you to do that is three. Dhikrullah, remember death, get closer to Allah, humble yourself, this all one. Second, always be a part of alleviation the suffering of other. help other, visiting sick, visiting the dead, help other to wash the body, just to help yourself to put your nose down. Number three, do da'wah to Allah by any mean possible and don't sit idle. Because if you sit idle, you might look fine, but you're not fine until a situation arises. You do not want to go through that. You do not want to go through that. Be super careful. My dear brother and sister in Islam, we in it. I can keep saying we in it big time. And remember, you need Allah in your side. You need Allah to make it easy for you. You need Allah to hold your heart toward Allah. You need Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to support you. And all this would not happen unless deep, deep down, I value the message, I value the relationship between me and Allah, and I value the guidance. And this is what it means. Now I'm making effort to develop the guidance and support the guidance and help me myself be in the right companion. All these messages, you have to have it alive. You must. And you beg Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to save you. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala save us from the fitna and make it easy for us. And we say, Allahumma ya muqallib al-qulub, thabbit qulubana ala deenak. Allahumma ya musarrif al-qulub, sarrif qulubana ala ta'atak. اللهم لا تزغ قلوبنا بعد إذ هديتنا وهب لنا من لدنك رحمة إنك أنت الوهاب. Oh Allah, save us from the trial of the fitna and the changing the heart. Oh Allah, hold our heart with iman and hold our heart with good deed, ya Allah. Ameen, ameen ya Rabbil Alameen. جزاكم الله كل خير. I hope I answer your question, but the final answer for you, be quiet, make dua, and don't try to initiate any advice. None. You want to give advice? Give it from your heart. Silent da'wah, and make dua to Allah. Make dua in sajda. Do whatever you can, and just cry. Cry for the person and cry for yourself. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala open for us and make us live and die with La ilaha illallah, Muhammad Rasulullah, صلى الله عليه وسلم حقا وصدقا ويقينا ودعوة وتبليغا وهو راض عنا وتقبل منا. آمين يا رب العالمين. والسلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته.